Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen. Good morning, family. I know who I am. I thank God for another day that we can gather together and be blessed as we kick off the month of June. Lord have mercy. We are in the sixth month of 2022. To God, that we are here and able to still give God praise. I thank Him for just safe travels. I've been on a nonstop travel trajectory, and it's not going to stop for the next couple of weeks. So just continue to keep me in your prayers as I move about. And I just thank God that no matter what's happening, we can pause on a Saturday morning to be in fellowship for our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. My name is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. If I haven't met you before, welcome to the fellowship if you are on the conference line where we started 13 years ago. Or if you are joining us in our simulcast and clubhouse, we say good morning and welcome. Today I am in the middle of a conference, so we won't do our usual Holy Ghost after party for a lengthy time because I'm not sure how busy my moderators are because so much is happening everywhere. But you know, nothing stops this fellowship, and I will be here with the help of my dear baby daddy. Y'all know my husband when he's holding it down for me while I'm on the road in studio, making sure that the simulcast works and our this room, Dr. Smile, Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Carmen Herrera, and the Jason Hodge. I appreciate them. And I believe I see Joe in the building. So this might be her the celebration as I look down in Clubhouse. And that's usually an indicator that an anniversary of being on this app. And what a blessing to be able to use social media for good and the connections that we've made. I see Josie and King David, Hope Ambassador himself, John McKinney, Stacey, hey, namesake, Thesia, David, Lorona. I appreciate all of you and thank you for being here in the room. So for those on the conference line, you're going to have to get in quick because my time is short this morning. But I just wanted to share a couple of announcements and just give God thanks for this start of June and where we are with Countdown to Faithpreneur Weekend 2021, August 10th through the 13th of this year. So we are about to have a series of announcements that will be happening in the press because we have solidified our partnership with, drumroll please, TV. So you'll be able to view Faithpreneur Weekend 2022 pay-per-view on Exposure TV Network. We are starting the Faithpreneur channel. So I'm so excited about that and what God is doing. And of course, our in-person VIP is still open. Just go to faithpreneurweekend.com to get more information. We announced our honorees for this year, and one of them is on the stage with us, Carmen Herrera herself. So congratulations to her and to each and every one that we get to showcase and highlight. I'm blessed that I don't have to just put someone on a platform or honor them because of their notoriety alone. But these individuals are my friends, people that I work with, people that I pray with, and people that I know can stand as a true sign and beacon of light in this very troubled world, building their profitable enterprises with an affinity to God, standing on the cornerstone of faith. So shout out and congratulations to all the 2002 honorees and all that they are doing in the marketplace to lift up God's name and to show that you can be unapologetically profitable and serve God. So I am just like, wow, 5 years. This is the fifth anniversary celebration. So let that be one of the first things we talk about today. My life lesson two, not about being perfect, about getting started so you have something to perfect. And when you're walking in ordered steps and God is leading and directing, you don't have to orchestrate it, because if you can orchestrate it, then it's all about you. But when it's bigger than what you can imagine, when it's more than what you could ever conceive, then you know it's not just a good idea, it's a God idea. It's a divine purpose for where you have been placed for such a time as this. God knows the plans that he has for you. He's very intentional. He doesn't make any mistakes. And as you walk in alignment with his assignment, you will see the manifestation of his glory. You will get the revelation of his word. And then you can walk in that confidence and take action, despite the distraction, and keep moving forward. So I thank you all for your continued prayers for me and your partnership and fellowship in the community. Happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating birthdays in this month, the graduations that are continuing. Congratulations to all of you and all of you who have been so supportive, knowing that I am on a campaign trail for the international presidency of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So some of you thought it was over already. No, we are going all the way until July. The week of July 18th is our conference. So keep the prayers going up. Thank you for your covering. You've been contributing to the campaign. I say, what can I do? What can I do? I thank you your support in whatever way you've shown it, but definitely covering me in prayer so that God can be revealed in every I do. You know, I don't make a step if he hasn't ordained it. But when he gives you permission for the, you keep moving and doing what it is that God has called you to do. So with that being said, I want to open up this morning so we can move through our fellowship. And then I have to jump off a little bit earlier than normal so that I can get to my commitment here. But I want to thank Andrew, and y'all shout out my hubby for holding us down in this fellowship and making all parts work. There was a scripture that I was meditating on earlier this week. And, you know, when we think about what God continues to reveal and do in our life, Apostle Eckhart has been talking this week in his rooms about the good works, right? The things that we do that give God the glory. And when we can focus on doing what we've been called to do to be a blessing, it makes a difference, because as we are seeing all of the tragedy unfold around us, and my prayers go out to now, it just seems like too many headlines between the tragic gun violence situations to just continued social unrest, food insecurity, job insecurity. Galatians says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. And that just sat with me as Apostle Eckhart and some of the other ministers were talking about it in one of the fellowships. And it really just sat in my heart that we have breath, there's opportunity. And to do good unto all men, I mean, that's how we show the love of Christ in our daily actions. That is not something that we perform or we do when it's convenient, but that every day and every moment, we're intentional about what it is that we want to step forward and show what it means to live a life that is rooted and grounded in the word of God, and not just the commercial answers of saying you're a person of faith. So when you do good, it reflects on our Heavenly Father, and you just stay the course and watch how God reveals himself through your actions. And that's how you witness, and that's how you invite other people to build their personal relationship with God, because it's a choice. Not everyone's going to choose Jesus. Not everyone is going to choose to believe that he is real. While we're all his creation, we're not all his people. And for those of us that have chosen, let us be diligent, especially in these troubling times, to stand in our faith and not walk in fear. So with that being said, I'm going to open up on the conference line so those who are ready can greet us, and then we'll jump over into Clubhouse, and my mods can tell me if they can carry on once we have to jump off. But I just wanted to make sure the room stays open for this safe place for us to be in fellowship. So conference line, star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. Okay, I'm not seeing those lines open. If your line is stuck, just give a moment, star one, and then we'll be able to hear you. We'll jump back over if you all are in listening mode and jump into our mod so everyone can greet the family and then those who are in the room. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Okay, mine's still not coming in clear. So let's start with our mod real quick in the clubhouse simulcast. We'll start with Dr. Smile. Are you ready to greet everyone?
Yes, and you're going in and out of the matrix, and I thought I heard another voice. I don't know if you heard it, but I will move forward. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. It's a graduation day for me, so I'll be good for a good hour and 20 minutes, just FYI. And I have been, you know, my daily reading, going through the Bible in a year. I'm so grateful that when you have ups and downs or suddenlies that are disturbances, you end up having to just turn them into divine disturbances. I think it as a Selah moment that regardless if it's good or bad or sideways, black, white, whatever that may be. And I thank God for just revealing his presence to me. And where I've been for this morning and even before I got here this morning, because I didn't realize it was in 2 Samuel 22, 1 through chapter 23 through 23. But when it gets to 33, it says, God is my strong fortress. And he makes my way perfect. He makes me a sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. And y'all know I'm real animated. So if I got a moment to be a deer and I could be on top of a mountain doing an aerial view of what's going on in life and being able to intercede and pray, then I will do it. So I'm real animated. So I just want to say to those who maybe because the days have been challenging, the uncertainties of the world and everything, stay in your word. And before you go to your word, pray. Ask God to give you a mighty moment of absorbing the word because it does give energy. Release the bad and bring in the good. So Dr. Stacy, you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, the most cherished. I am going to yield the mic. I love you, I love you, I love you. And that is it for now. I yield the mic, but know I always have a voice.
Thank you so much, Miraz. We love you. Dr. Smile, appreciate you. And amen to that. Well, let's check in with Carmen Wellpreneur herself, Herrera. Are you available, sis, to tap in and tell everyone what you're grateful for this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. Stacy. So excited for you, Dr. Stacy. I'm just, I can't wait for you to be the new president. I'm already claiming it.
Lifting amen.
You and holding you in prayer because I know it's not easy, taxing, but you deserve it. And what a glory it will be for your sorority to have you as their leader, as you lead us as faithpreneurs. And I'm so grateful to just wake in this beautiful, warm morning here in hot Houston. And I'm so thankful also for being a 2022 honoree. I still can't believe it. I'm like, me? Are you sure? Like, how did you decide that? But then when you were talking about it, we're friends. You know, we're in this army together, fighting the good fight when it comes to walking in purpose. And it kind of reminded me, too, of what our pastor was talking about last Sunday, Bishop James Dixon here in Houston, Texas. About it. There's a lot of frustrated people that are in the body of Christ, and they're frustrated because they don't know what their purpose is or why God saved them. And you know, and while they struggle in life to figure out, you know, their calling or what they should be doing. And you know what, Dr. Stacy, I'm sure glad that's not me, that's not you, and that's not probably everyone in this room. I believe everyone here in this room on the stage is walking in purpose, does truly know what their God-given assignment is. And, you know, I'm grateful that one of my assignments is to be a giver, to be able to support God's kingdom, God's people. And, you know, I just want to encourage people that God really does want you to think of others, not to say that you forsake others, but think of others' needs before your own. Because when you do that, he will always make sure that your needs are taken care of. And John 3:16 reveals his attitude towards giving. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." So if that right there doesn't tell you how important it is for God to, for you to be able to support kingdom business and those that are less fortunate than you, then I don't know what else is. So Dr. Stacy, thank you again just for being you, sis, just for being you. I am here. I have to take my car in at 11 for some regular maintenance. So I'm here to hold down the fort along with Dr. Smile just said for a little bit, but I'm here, Dr. Stacy. So you go do your business and I'll be here to support. I love you.
Love you. Thank you so much. And just thrilled to be able to publicly celebrate you and all the value that you bring to not only my life, but to the community, because that's what Destiny Designers is, the only training and development platform for faithpreneurs. And faithpreneurs are emerging faithpreneurs, laying the foundation, established faithpreneurs that are looking to scale and grow, and are empowered faithpreneurs like you who see kingdom business, who have the capacity and have gone through the process to really sow back in to the journey of a faithpreneur. So I'm just excited. It's going to be awesome and amazing, and appreciate you, sis, and just love you more than words can say. And the Jason Hodge, over to you, my brother.
Hey, sis. Hey, y'all. The Jason Hodge here. Really happy to be here as always. So glad that I've got some great support around as well. You know, I was waiting. I woke up at about 4:30. Actually woke up quite abruptly because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss the room today. And so I was sitting there. I was like, oh, okay, I'm early. So let me just kind of hang out and wait for the room to start. Well, I looked at the clock again. It was 5:30. I'm like, okay, I got a half hour. I'm good. And then 6:05 came and I got a call from Roz. Thanks, Roz. I waited right on into a nice nap. So I'm real happy that, you know, we have a support team of folks who just always have our back, love us. And, you know, I love you all too. This past couple of weeks has been a really taxing week, or a set of them. And I have to say that I'm grateful that today is Shabbat, because, you know, it's one day that I really do shut it down. And to be able to do that is always awesome. And also to see what everybody is doing. We are all very involved in what it is that God has given us to do. And it's gratifying to see that the kingdom continues to move on and flourish in every industry that God has its people in. You know, I'm excited about what's happening with Mastering Your Media. We've got some great interviews lined up, had some amazing conversations. We're doing a lot of pre-taping for this season and just stacking in those interviews and asking those questions so that the journeys of people who are successful in their walk and growing in success can be laid out for those of us to hear, so that we can find our story or the stories of our loved ones in the midst of those stories that are being told on the platform of Mastering Your Media. So excited about Faithpreneur this year, as always, because it is the one time of the year where faith-based entrepreneurs get together. And not only do we learn, we get to teach, but we also get to connect and or reconnect. And on the platform where it highlights the things that matter and matter in relation to the kingdom. And so I want to encourage everybody who is in the room, who is listening to the replay, listening to the simulcast, to continue to take the steps, you are going to run into times where things are hard, where you are tested as an individual, that you are tested in your business. And all of those areas are areas where you lift the weights of life, you lift the weights of your emotions, you lift the weights of your personality and your person. You also lift the weights of the future and legacy and vision. And as you're lifting those weights, you are strengthening areas in yourself. You are strengthening areas in your community that are absolutely necessary for you to not only push through, but to step on the platform of victory. You know, it is where you learn. It's the training ground where you learn that despite what you see, feel, experience, what you even think, that so long as you continue to take the steps that God has laid out for you, you will be victorious. And then those who need to see you move through the struggle, they will see, despite what it is that they may have thought, despite what it is that they do see, that God is in charge of your life, your destiny, and your victory. And for those who are waiting for a sign, they will see what you do and what you go through and what you come through as the sign that God has his hand on their life as well, and that they can make it as well. So when we go through things, it's not always about us. And a matter of fact, I think it's more often than not rarely about us, but it is about those who need to see the light that God shines through us, through our struggles, in order to be victorious, for them to see, I can be victorious too. All I have to do is hold on to his hand and then take the next step that he gives me to take. So I want to encourage you, just keep on moving. Take the next step. Continue to surround yourself, or let God surround you with his people, so that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel and continue to move towards it. So on that note, I am B. Jason Hodge. I turn it back on over to you, Dr. Stacy.
Thank you, my brother, and amen, amen, amen to that. And excited about the journey. That's what makes it all worthwhile as we think about everything that God is doing for each and every one of us. So I'm excited because I see our mother Joan in the building, so we're going to go to her. And then, oh, my campaign manager in the house. What's she doing hanging out with here? Because we're together getting ready for the next event. And then I see LaDreen, so we'll go in that order. And then we're going to start winding down. I'm going to share a scripture and a prayer. So over to you, my dear Mother Joan.
Good morning. Good morning. God blessings to each and every one of you in the name of Jesus this morning. We recognize and acknowledge the power of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Jehovah, the Son, Jesus Christ, and of course, the Holy Ghost. We thank God this morning for so many things, my daughter. So many things, but the one thing that God has really put on my heart, I've been noticing, because there's so much going on, you can't help but notice some things, but you just can't keep your thoughts and your eye gates focused on all the negative things that's going on, unless, of course, you're watching and praying. It seems as though we're losing ground, so many of us. In the practice where I am, in helping people, and especially in ministry, I hear so often is that I'm in a dark place. I don't know how to handle my child. I'm throwing my hands up. The job is about to really make me want to jump off a cliff. All kind of stuff like this. So I'm here this morning to encourage each and every one of us, because all of us, every one of us, has something going on in your world that is not the way you want it to be. And some of it may be a little heavy for you. But I promise you this, according to the Word of God, that he has already been there and he has already taken care of it. And if you would just believe and trust in him and his word and every promise that he's made, you will step your head on the enemy for everything he's done and is doing. And it will become a stepping stone that's going to carry you higher. Every one of our experiences is to teach us so that we can become greater, so that we can become better. If you keep your eye on the shepherd, you'll make it through whatever your valley experiences are. But you can't do it if you have a part-time faith and expect to get a full-time victory. A part-time faith will not give you your full-time victory. And the scripture I want to give you to think about and to meditate on, find your own, because there may be yet another. There's so many. But Psalms 32:7 says, you are my hiding place. And God is just that. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with joyful shouts of deliverance. That scripture has been my scripture all week long, that he is my hiding place. When I have to hide out, I go to the rock. I go to where I know my protection is. And God has it covered. Everything, not a thing, but everything. He's got it covered. My daughter, I know you are embarking on major, major victories. But we said to you last year that God was going to carry you places you've never been before in order for you to do what you need to do and to have what you need to have so that you can go further than you ever would imagine that you could go. And he is yet doing that, and there's yet more. God wants us to have everything that he has already created for you. Do you hear me? You don't even realize, for each and every one of us, what God has in store. But you got to get closer to him. You got to draw nigh to him, closer to him. James 4:5 says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Get yourself prepared to go before a holy God. Submit yourself, surrender yourself, and God will do the same. He will cleanse you in the blood of Jesus. He'll take care of those thoughts that you shouldn't be having. He'll get rid of things out your eye gate that you shouldn't be looking at, so that you can have a clear view of coming straight to him to receive all the good things that he has in store for you. God has blessings for us that were created for earth. They were not created to stay in heaven, but you got to prepare yourself to receive them, because he's not going to release them to you if you're not ready to receive them to do what he gives them to you for, because he's holding them because you're not ready. Get ready and let God bless you like you've never been blessed before. Come out of them dark places. You don't belong there. And let the Lord do what God does best. And that's love on you and protect you. I love you, Dr. Stacy. Keep striving to go higher and higher, higher and higher, and keep stepping up, because we need to see your leadership out there. God bless you. And I rest my mind.
Woo! Mother Jones, I just got my makeup done. Lord Jesus, I praise God for you. That was a word right there that you shared with everybody. Amen to that. Thank you for your prayer covering. Personally for me, thank you for your prayer covering in this room and our fellowship. I just thank God for you. And that's what I talk about all the time. It's a journey. It's a daily walk. We just don't arrive overnight. But as you build that intimate and personal relationship, God is able to reveal himself to us. Thank you. Thank you so much for that blessed word this morning. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Ladreen, I'm going to just turn it over to you so I can do a little shout right now. Welcome, my sister. Tell us all what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. It's LaDreen from Fort Washington, Maryland. So Mother Joe messed me up, right? Oh, in a really, really good way. I have had the opportunity to be in the room, Roz's room, this week with her. And oh, my Father God Jesus. And today, Mother Joan, you just like blessed me. So I was coming on to play and be like, it's a national holiday today, so I have to leave early. Right, y'all? It's my birthday. So I'm so excited. I'm actually getting myself prepared so I can go to the spa. But Mother Joan, your message just blessed me like totally. So we talked earlier this week where I was sharing how my executive pastor came on my show, because she always would use this phrase, self is a full-time job. Self is a full-time job. And we began to talk about when you don't pour in full-time in all the areas of your life, you don't get the full benefits. If you partially like sow into yourself, rather be time, money, whatever you do into other people, you're going to get a partial return. So this morning, I was very emotional. I shared with y'all previously before, my mother is the first person. I won't answer the phone, won't look at anything until my mother calls me and tells me happy birthday. So over the past 2 years, this is my second year since my mom has transitioned. And my mom always gave me a birthday card with the amount of money of my age. And so I had kept the last card and put the money in a Glad bag so that I can still smell and feel and keep it as close to my mom's scent as possible. And then I'll just add in a dollar for that. And just reading her card, of course, y'all, it brought so many like tears to my eyes, but then all of the positive messages that she poured into me, and it went right into Mother Joan. My mother always told me, use your gifts, do this, God, you're special, you're all of those various things. And so, Mother Joan, when you were talking, I can just feel like God using you as a vessel of, this is what your mother says to you, this is the thing. So your mother is up in heaven. While she can't say it to you orally, I will send along different people in different ways where I drop the nuggets to you. So I yield my mic because I'm a mess. You can't pass the mic to me, Dr. Stacy. I am a total mess, but in a very good way. So Mother Joan, I'm glad you're back with your birthday hat and all. We know that you are like a monumental hit, but God's timing, and I rest my mic.
Amen, amen, and happy birthday to you, LaDreen. You know, Dr. Vaz likes to sing happy birthday, and we just want to say happy birthday to you, my sister. Enjoy the blessings of your birthday, and we just thank God that your mother is still with you. Her spirit is never gone, and we just praise God for you today, and thank you for unmuting your mic so we can wish you a happy birthday, and we're going to move on to Regina, and then we're going to check the conference line one more time, and then I'm going to start to wind us down on the conference line, and then those who are able to stay in Clubhouse, come on over to Clubhouse, and the mods will continue until such time that they need to move on to the next thing. So I so appreciate the team, my back, and being here so we can continue the fellowship. So actually, let me check the conference line real quick. If anyone's there, star one. Okay, I think everyone's in listen mode on the conference line. So we're going to jump over to Chef Regina.
Oh, yeah. Even if it wasn't that
way. Uh-oh. Somebody trying to get off on the conference line, but we're hearing background noise. So oh, just try. Hello?
All right.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Okay, Darren, go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm on the bus. That's why you hear the background noise. So, good morning, family. Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Great life in my life, family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, too many to mention. And like you said, I want to give. So happy birthday to everybody. This month, got a good friend today and tomorrow. Happy birthday for everybody in June. I'm coming up in July, but we'll talk about that later. Always grateful for your fellowship, not just this, but your other place. I feel constantly thinking you're busy. You have to, network, because your net worth, that work can determine your net worth. You try to take that shit time. I'm just going to rape always being here. You know, when you get things, you know, on a regular basis, that we have to have some type of validity to it. So maybe it's short, I think we don't have all that time. But this week, it was saying, you're calling on the name of the Lord. And I've heard you say, other people say, sometimes when you're in the middle of something, and I have time, to, all you can say is, you know, it's Jesus. So you call, nothing more pleasurable for somebody to hear your own name. So that goes in shape, but this week we're calling on
Darren, we're gonna have to mute a little bit, Darren, because you're going in and out, so we can hear you slightly, but I don't want to have your whole talk muffled. But thank you for being here, and we're gonna keep you covered. And thank you, no matter where you're going, you make sure that you're a part of the fellowship. So appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Love you. Okay. We're going to check one
love
more
time.
Star one for anyone else on the conference line, and then we're going to come over to Clubhouse, Jeff Regina. All right. Because what we're going to do is actually transition off of the conference line right now. So if you're on the conference line, thank you for being here, but we have to let the man of God move and transition to another commitment. So we're just going to keep the fellowship going in Clubhouse as long as we can. So last call for the conference line, and we're going to pray that you continue to be encouraged, and thank you for being here where it started 13 years ago, that we continue to do what God has called us to do. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over into Clubhouse now and go to Chef Regina. The mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. LaDreen, if I could sing Sugar, I would sing Happy Birthday, but that is not one of my gifts. So I'm going to stay in my lane. I don't want to hurt anyone's ears or feelings. I'm messing up happy birthday, but I am going to say happy birthday to you. And that's all I got. Okay.
Marilyn Monroe.
We're going to stop right there. So the bike get hurt. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful birthday. What am I grateful for today? One, knowing that I don't have a voice. Two is seriousness. A couple of weeks ago, Mother Gwen was on the stage, and she dropped some huge, like, things that was confirmed to her to say to me, and she shared things that nobody knew about that I haven't shared with anyone. So I knew that was from Yahweh himself. I knew that was from God. But I don't know about y'all, but you know sometimes when you get hit with such an awesome, like, confirming of revelation, you get a little nervous, and you're like, oh, snap. Like, okay, I thought about it, I knew about it, but now it's confirmed. But then I was like, okay, I got a little nervous. I didn't exactly drag my feet, but I wasn't exactly running to the altar. You know what I'm saying? So something happened at work this week. And it wasn't anything crazy, but sometimes, you know, when you're really listening for what people say and you're able to read between the lines, you catch something that was meant just for you to hear. And my boss, without meaning anything, we were talking about, you know, some jobs are permanent, some jobs are temporary, depending on where you are and what have you. So he was like, oh, I'm comfortable. You know, this is good for me and stuff for different reasons he mentioned. I was like, oh, that's nice. And then something hit me like a brick. Like, I told you this ain't your spot. And now you, because of who you are and what you do, you're even making it more cushy for someone else to be able to be like, I'm not going anywhere. So that was my get out of jail, but it was like, okay, I had someone say to you in public, you held it, you know what I told you, but you were still acting a little nervous. Now I'm going to give you what's happening on the next side of that. To someone else is taking what you do and what you bring to the table, how you making it easier for them by doing what you do there, when I have called you to do more things out there. So that was my get out of funk free card. And so, yeah, so September is my hard line not to be where I am today. And I am thankful for knowing when something is confirmed, where you know that's the functioning of the Holy Spirit. And it was like, okay, I needed a VA, and he was my VA. What my boy said was my VA. Y'all saw that commercial when it says you needed a VA? That was my VA. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm also thankful for honoring my mom. Yesterday, she called me in the middle of me going to pick up my granddaughter. She was like, I'm not feeling good. And you know, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when you feel like you got a lot on your plate and it was like one more thing, and then I got checked real quick, and the Holy Spirit said, honor your mother and your father, your day shall be loaded upon earth. I checked myself real quick. I came home, brought my granddaughter, dropped our stuff off, and went right back out and went to the store to get my mom what she said she needed. And I took it up to her with no anything, and I was like, here, mom, here you go. I just got to get home because it's going to be, I need to get home before sundown. So I was like, mom, I got to go. And I checked on her to make sure she was okay. And I was like, thank you for the Holy Spirit for just saying, like, take care of your mom. You can do it. Take care of your granddaughter. Take care of your mother. That's what you're here to do. Do your job. So I'm thankful for correction. I'm thankful for discernment. And I'm thankful for being humble enough to know when you're being talked to in love. And some, you know, when people love you, when the Lord loves you, he's gonna correct you when you're out of order. And I'm thankful for the correction. So that's my thing today. And I'm complete. Thank y'all.
Love you, Chef Regina. And yes, we have to take care of our mother and father, right? And look, we all have tons of things to do, but God will set it all in order and make us understand, you know, what's important in that moment. When we think, oh, this has to get done, that has to get done, or, you know, we start getting overwhelmed, that's when we're relying on our own strength and our own capacity. But as children of God, we know that we have to trust in God. We have to lean not to our own understanding, but to what it is that He is instructing and guiding us in. Trust and believe. I know that is not easy to do from time to time, but God will give us those friendly reminders and just keep us, you know, it's just not even admonishing all the time. Because, yeah, we do get correction, but it's in a loving way, a gentle nudge to say, daughter, son, stop trying to figure this out by yourself and allow me to be me. Allow me to be God. Allow me to do what I have for you. And Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I think the second part, we don't always remember when that scripture is quoted. You know, the be careful for nothing is the reminder not to get stressed and not to feel overwhelmed with all of the challenges or tasks or to-do lists of life, but in everything in prayer and supplication. So we hear that and we're reminded that we have to pray without ceasing. But the part of that scripture that really sits in my heart is that when you are doing the prayer and supplication, it says with thanksgiving. So that means with an expected end of victory, with the praise in advance, with the knowing
that God is not a man that he would lie, that he will do what he said. And even when you can't trace him, you got to trust him. And that is how we build our faith. That is how we stand on his words. And that is how we can have peace that passes all understanding. And when you trust in him at all times and you pour out your heart, my pastor used to preach this all the time, that those prayers get poured up, right? The prayers don't disappear or dissipate. They stand and go before you. The prayers of your grandmother, your grandfather, your minister, like learning about how those prayers stay stored up to be activated by your faith, to continue to be revealed and manifested in God's own timing is what strengthens us on our walk, what strengthens us on the journey of a faithpreneur. This is overnight. This is every single day we're sending those building blocks up to heaven. Every single day, God is downloading a new measure in our lives, a new moment when you're like, oh, that's what that was for, Jesus. Oh, okay. I see how you were setting me up. Because God always gets the glory. If we start moving and feeling like we can do it all by ourselves, caution, 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 then you're not walking in God's will. You're doing your thing. But when you invite God to lead and direct, you start to see movement that you could have never possibly done on your own, that the downloads that have come to you had to come from heaven. And you can get by in life with the knowledge that you can amass here. But if you want to really grow and develop who you've been called to be, that requires wisdom from above. And that wisdom comes through the revelation of God's word. And that comes through building relationship with him. So it's not just going to church or putting on your Sunday's best, because look, the devil can go inside the church and cut his and sit in the front pew. You have to be changed. You have to live that life that you have turned everything over to Christ. And the enemy is going to attack you. He is going to fight you on every side. So don't be shocked when you see the trials and tribulations, the backlash from the prayer and the prophecy over your life, because that's all he has. His playbook is played. He can't win. He can just keep trying to cause disruptions, interruptions, and distractions. But we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank him for victory in advance. We thank him for seeing ahead of us, knowing what his plans are for us. God is not shocked or amazed at what we see happening, even the rough and the challenging and the heart-wrenching moments that we don't understand. God knows why and for what purpose and for what reason. As scripture tells us, there's a reason for everything under the sun. Some things won't be revealed until we're on the other side. But when we are able to turn it over to him and just trust him and just walk each day with, Lord, what would you have me do? How can I just be a beacon of light in this world? How can I be a vessel for good? How can I stand boldly and proclaim the good news of the gospel and be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed? See the fiery darts of the enemy and they all repel, like they bounce back. And anything that is outside your will and your way, that you remove it from my life. These are the prayers. These are the words that we continue to strengthen and fortify ourselves with when we get into scripture and we understand that our daily bread truly is taking in the word of God. When you repeat it, when you say it, and when you speak it out loud, it shapes and it shakes the atmosphere. When we are able to say, I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. When we're able to say, like Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Every time you repeat a scripture, every time you sing a hymn, you strengthen your spiritual man, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And the words fortify us. They strengthen us. We put on the breastplate of righteousness so we can stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. So as Mother Jones said earlier, we can't be consumed with all of the challenge we see around us. We're living in end times. God warned us about these days. If you read Revelations, we know what scripture has warned and told us. But what we can do is prepare ourselves. So when people have questions, like she said, I don't know, I just want to throw my hands up in the air, I just want to give up. No, you can't give up. Once there's life, there's hope. Once there's hope, there's opportunity. Once there's opportunity, we can change the trajectory of the world, because that is who God ordained us to be. That is what he is able to do through willing vessels. So this morning, my prayer for you, as it is for me, that we continue to know whose we are and who we are in God, that we continue to take his word, digest his word, be strengthened from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet with every promise and every word that he said, because he is in control. God has the final say. And as we continue to walk in that authority, as we continue to yield our spirit to his spirit, because we have our own carnal ways, we have our own desires and thoughts that we have to submit to God. And when we submit, that's when the revelation happens. When we submit, that's when the elevation is revealed. When we submit, that's when the blessings continue to flow in overflow. So that's my prayer for all of us, that we stay heated. And Philippians 4:6 be with you as we go through this week. Who knows what else is going to hit the news line? And we want to pray for all the families from Buffalo to Uvalde to the shopping mall. So tell us, like, there's every day something else is in the news. So we're praying for all those innocent victims of horrible things. And yes, sometimes bad things happen to good people and we just can't understand. And we just pray that God covers and takes the angels directly up when these sorts of horrific crimes happen. And that those of us that are here, that are witnessing and able to tell the story, that we continue to do our part to cause healing, to be answers and solutions to all of the challenges and the problems that we see happening in the world. So Lord, we just come to you this morning to say thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you for covering us, for guiding us, for leading us. Thank you, Lord, for looking past our foolish ways and our faults. Thank you for knowing that our heart's desire is to serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank you that you don't make any mistakes when you have ordained the steps for our lives and we walk in alignment with that. There is nothing that is impossible with you. So we glorify you that you come first, and putting you first has to be consistent in every action and every deed, that others may see your light in us, that others might be encouraged to want to know who you are for themselves, not to borrow somebody else's testimony, Jesus, but to know that you're the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What you said, you will do. We can stand boldly in face of anything that is happening around us. We can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So we just glorify you, not just for the things you can give us, Lord, but we glorify you for being God all by yourself. And we worship you and we praise you with a free and a willing heart. You gave us all the ability to choose, and we chose to believe that your word is true. We chose to believe that you are God. We chose to believe that you have a purpose for our lives. So, Lord, in our choosing, we know that there are others that haven't chosen as we have, and we pray for them, but we will not hide under a bushel. We will not be apologetic about our faith. We will shout it from the mountaintops. We will continue to be your beacons of light, as this world needs us now more than ever. Lord, download your witty ideas, your inventions, your business concepts, your partnerships, collaborations, all the ways that your faithpreneurs will infiltrate the marketplace with wisdom, with understanding, with genius that can solve the world's ills. Thank you for opening up capacity for the financial means that is necessary to carry out kingdom business. Thank you for the partnerships and the collaborations that undergird and uplift the movement of us creating 1 million cash flow positive faithpreneurs by 2025. Thank you for the training and development platform that you've given in a multimedia capacity for Destiny Designers University. Thank you, Lord, for the way in which you continue to let your light shine through the actions, the deeds, the words, the talents, and skills of your people. Thank you for every prayer request that has gone up, dear Lord, for those who are seeking you now more than ever, confused because of things happening around them and to them. But you didn't tell us that weapons wouldn't form.
You said no weapon formed would prosper. So we stand on your word, and we send, return to sender every dart of the enemy, return to sender any plan to cut off or cut down your work, return to sender any evil plot to interrupt what your children have been called to do. And we call down victory. We call down the rapid release of doors opening, of blessings, of overflow, of healing, of just ways that we couldn't even imagine, that you will continue to be glorified through what happens in each and every one of your children. We pray for those who are bereaved during this time, those who are struggling through the loss and transition of loved ones. Only you can fill that void, Lord, and help us to honor those that we love by how we live, and give all the families the capacity to be able to celebrate their lives and the spirit that never dies. We pray for all those who've been ill and sick. Heal their bodies, dispatch your healing angels. You're still in the healing business. You didn't stop healing yesterday, Lord. So we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the healing. We thank you, Lord, for being with those who are fighting through mental health challenges, thoughts of suicide and depression that are so rampant right now throughout the world. We come against those spirits. We ask that each person get the help that is necessary and required, that there's no shame in getting professional help and resources to guide and carry each and every one of your children through the struggles that they are experiencing, and that those professional resources or groups like Grief Share can offer what is necessary to help them function. We thank you again for all the 2022. Cover them on their next leg of their journey. We thank you for all the birthdays. Thank you for LaDreene and her ability to share and fellowship with us today, to continue to be watchful over her and all that her family has been through, and that she still is a testimony and giving you all the glory and praise. Those who couldn't share their prayer requests or praise reports, you know their hearts, you know their desire, and we just come before you. And Lord, as I get ready to share what you have deposited on the inside of me to be a leader for my beloved sisterhood at this time, put the right words in my mouth. Let each soul that is here hear what you have given to me to be of service to our sisterhood for such a time as this. And let me decrease so that you can increase, dear Lord. And we pray, Father, for all those who are traveling, that you give them safe traveling journeys. As I go to the next, I ask you to cover and keep everything and every plane and every pathway that we trod, that you would go ahead before us and be with us and cover us. Lord, thank you for my family. Thank you for my team. Thank you for partners. Thank you for this opportunity for Exposure TV Network and Destiny Designers TV launching the Faithpreneur channel. Thank you for everything that you are doing for Faithpreneur Weekend, for our honorees, for the sponsors yet to come in, for the attendees, for the VIP, just everything, Lord. We just put it before you. And anything we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us if it's within your will. So we glorify you, we magnify you, and we pray in your righteous name, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, family, we're going to wrap it on up. Oh, I see some folks back on the stage. Beautifully, Faith. I am going to say welcome to the stage. I'm going to go silent for a little bit and allow the moderators to keep the room going, but I'm going to move so that I can get to my commitment here. Thank you all for praying for me. I'm not independent of your prayers. Keep them coming and continue to go forth and do what God has called you to do and walk with the boldness that he has given you in Jesus' name. All right, family. Jason, you want to take it over?
Sure, sis. And all the best, sis. You know, we love you. We got you lifted and covered in prayer. Do your thing. All right. Beautifully. Welcome, welcome. We will open up the mic to you and let you speak. And then whatever it is that we can do on your behalf, we will go ahead and do that. Go ahead, beautifully.
Yes. Hello.
All right. We could barely hear you. Sound a little muffled. Okay, good. All right. So what would you like to share? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Okay, you're muffled again. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, obviously when I was coming for prayer,
Okay, so you said you're coming in for prayer? All right.
Yes.
Okay, good deal. All right, so we will go ahead and have a little prayer. Father God, we just come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And we just ask that you cover beautifully right now. We ask that you pour into her what it is that she needs. You know what that is. You know what it is that she is calling out for. And Father, we ask that you set the foundation for her. Set the foundation so that she could stand on you, on your word, and pour into her in the way that only your spirit can. We ask for encouragement. We ask for intervention. We ask for your covering your open doors. We ask for you to make straight the crooked road in her life. We ask, Father, that you give her the provisions that are necessary and timely. Father, we ask that you send encouragement around her. Just cover her in that way. Keep her lifted. Keep her spirits and her countenance high. Give her the insight that she needs, Father, in order to know how to navigate and steward the life that you have given her. And Father, we just speak life into her life right now. We speak order to her steps. We speak provision to her journey. And Father, we speak those divine appointments that the people that you have placed in her life, Father, can show up and to give her the direction and insight that she needs in order to be able to navigate her next steps. We ask this in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we ask that your yoke-breaking anointing can fall upon her, can fall in her situation, and can break the shackles that the enemy has in her life. We glorify and magnify you, Father, and we touch and agree on this, that you will reveal to her the things that are necessary for her to live victoriously in your life that you've given her. Order her steps, Father. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Roz, you have anything that you'd like to share?
This has been a powerful, powerful, powerful morning. Dr. Stacy's not here, but I want to say this is so beautiful. Can know from me. Beautiful, you said that there was some assistance, so I will give you some assistance, but you don't have a Cash App on your thing. But make sure that you're checking in with the agencies in your city and state to give you the assistance you have. You were pretty muffled and in the matrix. We cannot understand what you're saying. We know you're talking, but your prayer part for need of prayer was there. I would advise you to continue to listen to the Faithpreneur Club, follow the encouragement and teachings of Dr. Stacy, because right now in this season, you want to release even your situation that you're in right now. Just call it out and release it and ask God to give you your new day, that today your day is new. Call that out every single day. So you know that you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And like I said, just continue to look in your area for those things. And I'll communicate with some folks that I know in the area and see what's happening for you. So read 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7 about the widow woman. There's something that is about your greatness and your brilliance that you can do so that you can start something. Somebody is waiting on you and needs whatever it is that you have beautifully. So that's what I have to say, Jason. Thank you for allowing me to share with her, and thank you for praying with her since she was in the back channel, and we wanted to make sure that we had prayed for you, my sister.
Yeah. And you know, there is, as Ross was talking, this is what I was hearing, is to be at peace, you know. And, you know, there's a scripture that I absolutely love. And the scripture is Philippians 4, 6 and 7, you know, be anxious for nothing, but with everything, through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. You know, there are things that happen in our lives, and we can easily default to looking at the circumstance itself. But again, those things are the things that we get to see, but that we don't allow to dominate what we do. We can experience challenges and trials. We can experience the turmoils in life, and we get to make a decision every single day when that happens. And the decision is, do we get caught up in the circumstances of what we see, or do we take the next steps forward despite what we see? You know, when the word says that we walk by faith and not by sight, we have to get that past the cliche of the saying. There's a lot of scriptures that we hear coming up that, unfortunately, because we hear them so often and don't have a context on how they actually work in real life, we move those into just a passing phrase. But the reality of it is, there is no syllable inside of the word that does not have power. And so when the word says that we walk by faith and not by sight, and we understand that faith without works is dead, okay, there's something key in the midst of that. And the key is this, is that even when things look like they will not work, you continue to make the steps forward into that victory. And that victory is, Father, I can't see it for myself right now. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to take this next step, believing that you've got me covered and that you're directing my steps. And if I'm making a misstep, then show me where it is that I'm supposed to step. Because in your movement, in the works of your faith, trusting him, what happens, and I know this for a fact, what happens is that the doors open. And also in the midst of that, you start seeing that it's like, wait a minute, haven't I traveled this road before? It seems like I just got turned right back around to the beginning and I'm starting over. But you're not actually starting over. You may have been, you know, made to start at the beginning, quote unquote, but it's halfway through your race. Okay? It is, you're continuing to step forward in faith regardless of what you see, that God then shows up and says, okay, now let me show you the next step. Yes, you started here again, but you're actually right here on the equation. Keep on moving now, because I needed you here at this time to get the right voice, the right person, the right face, the right position, the right open door. Sometimes that circle back around is because we need to go through that door the right way. Or at the time that we're knocking at the door in this circle around, that is the time when the right person that God has for that provision to actually turn the knob and open the door for you to walk through it. So don't get discouraged by seeing some of the same things. Get encouraged and say, okay, Father, I'm seeing this again. Now, what does this mean? And what am I supposed to do with this right now? Ask him for the timely word for you right now so that you know which steps to make right now. And then make the step and then wait for him to show you the next step. But you keep on moving. Even in your waiting, you're continuing to move. You're making the calls. You're making the connections. You're looking at the right agencies. You're asking the right questions. And ask him to give you the wisdom. Okay, what question should I ask here? And then listen for his answer. Don't listen for the words that are being said. Listen for his answer in the midst of what's being said. Just like as Roz was talking, I heard the word peace, shalom, covering. That peace is what you're supposed to walk in, even in the midst of what you're going through. We're not called to let the circumstances govern our peace. We're called to walk in peace despite what anything, whatever else is going on. So the peace is not an emotion. The peace is the covering and the mantle that you carry as a child of God. So you carry that peace, you hold on to it, you guard that peace, and you move in that peace so that those who are around you, those who are in the agencies that are there to help you, those who are the people in your lives that are supposed to look on you and to see what to do next, they feel that peace, and then they're moved by that peace, moved by that shalom, and then they do what it is that God has on their heart to do. So I want to encourage you in that way. Take the steps. Let the works of the faith move forward in your life and listen for what God is saying to do next. Don't get caught up in the circumstances, though, of what you see. All right. Does anybody else have anything that they'd like to share?
Jason, I was walking my dog and I didn't hear what beautifully was going through. Perhaps I can assist. What was the concern?
Go ahead, beautifully.
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
I was just asking. I didn't hear when you requested prayer what your need was.
Oh, my need was, I don't know if y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me okay?
In and out.
Yeah, you kind of muffled, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to try to speak louder so y'all can hear me. My concern was that I find purpose and that I hurry up. Well, I ain't going to say hurry up, but that I get out these stresses.
You know, beautifully, see if your finger or your hand may be on the mic, because it sounds like it's not necessarily a connection, but it sounds like the positioning of where your audio is coming in may be covered.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that was better.
Okay. How about now?
That's a lot better.
Okay, so my prayer was that I find directions, and that I get out the shelter soon, and that whatever financial that's supposed to come to me through the, you know, through God, and that, you know, I just do what God wants me to do and not what I choose to do on my own.
Sure. Well, I'm going to give you my telephone number. I'll put it in the message. So please reach out to me. Perhaps I can assist you as well in as you try to find resources. But I do want to just say, you know, that sometimes what we go through will either cripple us or strengthen us. You've heard the saying, it's not what you go through, it's how you go through it. And I just want to encourage you that in times of suffering, know that God is there. He's there right with you. He knows your pain. He hears the cries. He's there. So he's just, waiting to see how you go through this process. Because as believers, we definitely, when you know that you are truly walking with the Lord, that's when the enemy is, you know, at his best, trying to keep you in a dark place. So I just want to encourage you, but I'm going to put my phone number in a message to you. So please reach out to me and perhaps I can help you in your situation. God bless you.
God bless you.
LaDrine, what you got to share, sis? Probably walking across the floor. There you go. Yeah.
Sorry. Good morning. I'm actually just getting in my car. So I shared a little bit earlier. And I'm just really grateful for today, for another year around the sun, and just taking in and reflecting on all of the things that have transpired, not just the bad things, but the good things in God's grace. So every year on my birthday, I gather up, my notebook so I can write out my goals. So I'm on my way to a spa day, and I have my notes, and I also have a reflection journal. So just want everybody to just take a look at your life, but don't only focus on what you perceive as bad. Like, everything that we go through in life has already been orchestrated by God. So it's when we get into the alignment and understand that God will never leave us nor forsake us, and everything that we go through, he already knows, and he sent Jesus down so that he can understand our feelings. Jesus came down so he can understand our emotions. And so God knows what you're going through, and God knows what you're feeling. And he knows how to answer your prayer. He knows how to make your heart feel better. He knows how to provide your needs. So all of these things that we worry about, trust in God and watch him make a way. And one last thing. I love all y'all more, and nobody can say anything back to me for my birthday.
You're a mess.
You'll get that one for your birthday. You know, happy birthday.
We're going to get you next Saturday.
Exactly. Love you too, Latrine.
Oh, I guess I'll make it official, even though I'm a little nasally. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Love you. Awesome. Love you, Latrine. Hey, beautifully, I just get the impression that you are supposed to write. Just start writing. If you're not already journaling, just start writing your journey. Okay. It's going to come in handy, you know, down the road. So just write your journey, what you've got going on, and also how God is moving in those different areas, even in the smallest areas that seem insignificant. Write those down on the encouragement and your next steps. Okay. So get in the habit of doing that if you're not already in the habit of doing that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So go ahead.
I don't know. Is it just me? Have I been missing the Ambassador of Hope's voice for the last few weeks? Has he been on and maybe I was at an assignment?
I haven't seen him on or heard him on in at least a couple of weeks.
Okay, but I see him, but I don't know if he's talking to us today. But I just was wondering.
Right.
Just wondering, Carmen, well, have you talked to the Hope Ambassador?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I don't know. Brother John, you gonna come up and let us hear your voice? Or can you hear us? Are you available? Just want to let you know that you are loved. Okay, I yield the mic, Jace.
Good stuff. All right. Well, anybody else would like to pop up on the stage, would love to have you up here and sharing what you're grateful for, or maybe what you've got a prayer request for, or if you'd like to share something else in relation to, you know, what's going on with you. Now's the time. I'm excited about this coming week. I'm excited about taking the rest of the day just to Shabbat. That always excites me. I get a special joy at the beginning of the week, looking forward to the end of the week. So that's where I am right now. Yeah. All right. So, let me know if we're doing Holy Ghost after party or if we are landing the plane. You know, what I do love to do is to do a round robin, you know, as we go towards the descent, and just to share any aha's, takeaways, things that have taken place in the week, maybe things that we need prayer for or to look for. So, you know, we can start with Regina and then just kind of move back. I will say, Ladrine, if you want to just flash your mic, I know you are going to spa day, and that may be you want to just chill out and listen. So no pressure, especially on your birthday. Regina.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. Actually, I'm looking forward to a week of action. Mm-hmm. I've been, like I said earlier, I had that, not so much an epiphany, but a, just a gentle nudging to move into the space I'm supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And the week prior to that, I had started doing some research. I had accumulated a couple of things that's going to help me fast track what I'm supposed to be doing. And then it felt like I slowed dramatically down. So this week I'm looking forward to a week of proaction, being proactive in my business, not for what's happening outside. But, and I'll say even more than that, I'm being proactive for Yahweh's business, because what I'm supposed to be doing is what he's given me to do. So that's what I'm looking forward to this week, a week of doing his action, doing his work.
Amen. That's good. That's good. And Ladreen, I know you are on your way. Okay, there you go.
Yes. So I'm in this loaner car. I don't know what these bells and whistles are, so I had to get settled a little bit. But I'm settled.
Good stuff.
So here's the thing, right? No matter what, every time we come to this room or we find ourselves in place of fellowship and into other rooms, we always walk away uplifted and motivated. It doesn't matter what petition people bring forth. And that's because at the end of the day, we all know that God is in control and that he loves us and he cares for us. So here's my thing for this week. And I can say it for a lot of people, but also, like a conversation, Carmen, you and I had like previously, and it was just talking about humility and always giving to other people. And it's kind of like, it's not really like, when we look at it for real, it's not really other people not giving to us, but it's more so us having a hard time with accepting it from other people or doing things where you feel selfish. So today, I was like, you know what? On my birthday, my whole goal is to spend it by myself, do things for myself. So my daughter and I had like a pre-birthday yesterday. I'm going to dinner with friends tomorrow. So that type of thing. But here's the thing today. I was like, I'm not going to get on the Facepreneur call because I'm going to get all up into it and mess around, end up being late for my appointment, and so on and so forth. And you spend the day for yourself. But God always has a way of operating, right? Mm-hmm. So beautiful. I couldn't like really get focused and get myself situated when she was speaking. One, I really couldn't understand, everything that she was saying. But there were times in church in olden days where they didn't say anything. All they did was hum, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody knew, like, how to pray. Everybody knew just to go into prayer for them. So that's one thing. And that came side. That wasn't even where I was going. But that just, like, hit me to say that. So I just want beautiful to know.
Oh, that was a cliffhanger. Killer dream. Sis, you just like said, I just want beautiful to know, and then everything went blank. So was that just me, or was that did you all hear her? Let me know if you all could hear
her. She went blank.
Okay, good deal.
She's on an island somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of
poured out straight over your life.
Okay, Ladreen, so we missed you right when you said what you wanted to say to, you had one thing to say or what have you, then you went blank. So we missed all of what you were saying up until that point.
See, the devil played too much. That was like powerful, what I just now said. That was powerful. But I was really just sending a message to Beautiful and saying that it was her name alone as one thing, like just for that to be her name, to let her know and remember that God beautifully and wonderfully made her. So despite her issues, that she may be going through, despite the situation that she may find herself in right now, that she can't see how to go through or get through it. I was just saying to her the resources that have been said to her, rather it be a prayer, a phone number that was given to her, a word of wisdom, to take that all into heed, because this too shall pass. She'll get out of this this whole situation. So that was the sidebar that I don't know where that came from. I just felt that on my spirit. What I was going to finish up saying, I was talking about humility and getting mixed up with self-care and being selfish. So I just am in a space of today of really, really taking heed into everything that God has done for me and is continually to do. So I'll close out with this. One of the things, like for my birthday, I'm actually publishing a book, and it's called The Climb, and it talks about my 30 years in the federal government and my lessons that I learned. So it's 30 tips. It doesn't necessarily equate to every year, but, you know, it was a key. We had to do some type of strategy, but very powerful information. And when I reflect on those, it's really some good resources. So a lot of stuff that's going on, but more importantly, out of all the things, it is like for me always to find a way to give grace to God and understand no matter all of my situations. So in totality, y'all know that God still sits on the throne. God still loves y'all no matter where y'all find yourself in life. So God bless. And again, I love all of y'all more.
She doubled down.
Because God loves us most. Me and Latrine, right. We don't figure it out. We just say more and most. But God loves us most equally.
Right. Amen. And I can't say nothing to that. God be. I can't say nothing to that, Maraud.
Right. Right. All right. And so, Carmen, anything that you'd like to share, you know, as we are. Yeah. Go ahead.
First of all, y'all know that this call is, like many of us, it's the height of my week. Actually, it's kind of one of my refuges to be able to come and congregate and be in the midst of believers and people who understand, you know, who you are, what you go through, what you're doing in life. And, you know, I just want to ask for continued thoughts and prayers because, you know, as the scripture says, too much is given, much is required. And God has been so gracious to me, but it comes with a heavy burden in the sense that, you know, I'm constantly, you know, in warfare, in battle with the enemy because of what is on my plate. So I just, you know, ask for you all to continue to uplift me. Nothing specific, just know that your sister is just always fighting to be able to be in position to do what God has called me to do. And I know that he doesn't put on more than you can bear. And so it's not that it's a heavy burden, but it's just a constant. There's this song, I can't think, Rise the God in Me, like you don't know. I forget what the lyrics are. I think you know what I'm talking about. It's the God in me, where you go behind closed doors. People may see me writing big checks, but they don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So I'm just asking for continued love. I know that I don't have to ask, and support, and just keep me in your prayers, because it's a consistent battle, but I wouldn't choose it any differently. And I just thank and praise God for trusting me and seeing in me and the things that he has positioned me to do and to go through. So I love y'all, and I can't wait the next Saturday. God bless.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. Roz, what do you have?
Oh, I was just clapping, but if anyone, I'm doing this out of honor of Dr. Stacy, because she's busy and she does not know what's happening. But if anyone has anything on your heart today, and I would say if you give in honor of LaDreen's birthday, back channel me, and I'll give you Beautiful's Cash App, because Beautiful doesn't even have her Cash App on her profile. So
We know that her, you know, what she's asked for to pray for a good direction. But because I want to honor Dr. Stacy, this is her room. She's the visionary. Anyone who wants, excuse me, that was a call coming in. Anyone who would like to share or support Beautiful, back channel me and I'll give you her Cash App. So Beautiful, we pray that all is well with you. And Beautiful, we want to say that true meat is given from this room. And you can go back replay after replay after replay, whether it be Dr. Stacy's teaching or you're hearing someone else sharing, to know that you're not the only one. And everything has been so powerful. So call this your inauguration day for releasing all of what's happened and taking place in your past. And most of all, you forgiving yourself for anything that you have had lies stuck in your head from what other people may have said to you or situations that have taken place, anything. Just call this your releasing day and know that June 4th is just as powerful as marching forward for, just think of marching forward and just be blessed. So Jason, that's what I have. Anyone, once again, if you'd like to share or support Beautiful, back channel me and I will share her Cash App with you in honor of me respecting the visionary's room and her having a heavy day and not knowing what's really happening right now. So I feel like that has been done diplomatically and with grace and mercy, and of course yielding to the Holy Spirit to do things decent and in order. Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. Well, and Mama Jones back on the stage. Mama Jones, would you like to share anything as we are coming to a close?
No, everything that I did hear, even though it showed I was on a call, I was listening. Everything that I've heard this morning has really blessed me. And I will have picked up some prayer concerns for you all, and that I want you to know that I will be calling many of your names and praying during my prayer time when I go before the Holy Throne. A lot of times we need to pray for each other in such a way that we don't have to know all the details. But if the Holy Spirit moves as such to bring it to your attention, then it would behoove us, as my grandfather would say to me, it will behoove you to do what you know you're supposed to do, because that's what he called you to do. And I've been called as a warring prayer warrior for warfare, to pray against the enemy and everything that the enemy wants to do against us. And I want you to know I'm praying for you. I'm calling your names. I'm lifting you up. And God is doing some new things in your life. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you, Mama Joan. All right. Well, then it looks like we are going to move the room to a close. Again, this has been yet another amazing day. Happy birthday to you, Ladrine, again. Sis, we love you. You already know that. Have an amazing time at the spa and really reflect on what God has given you. It's just a powerful thing that he's doing in your life and the lives that you touch. And as Dr. Stacy is on her trajectory, you know, all the way into July, we just keep her lifted, that as she is showing up, God's light is shining. And that all those who are in her presence and being impacted by those who have been in her presence, that they're getting that light too. And that's what we're supposed to do as his children, shine light into dark places. So keep that in mind as we move through our days, that, you know, we are ambassadors, which means that we got to represent him in a certain way and allow him to shine, even in the midst of our own imperfections. We have to keep on taking those steps and let him show up on his behalf, you know, through our feet and our work. So love you all. Looking forward to next week around this same time at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Central, never knew what mountain time was. So y'all in the mountain time zone, forgive me, but that confuses me, mountain time. I don't know whether you guys are an hour ahead or 2 hours. I think it flips back and forth at times. So we'll see you all or hear you all next week. And to God be the glory. Keep him in the forefront of your mind as you move forward. All right. So on that note, we will come to a close. I tried to pin the link for Faithpreneur Weekend so that you could see what's going on and to secure your tickets and all that. But the app would not allow me to pin it. So I did put it over in the chat area. If you click on and that link just highlighted, it will give you an option of copying it or going to the link. You could do that over in the chat area. For those of you who are listening in other means, just go to faithpreneurweekend.com and navigate through the website in that way. Again, that is Faithpreneur, F-A-I-T-H-P-R-E-N-E-U-R. Let me see. I saw that it was spelled a little wrong on the top there. E-U-R, weekend, W-E-E-K-E-N-D.com. And then navigate through, look at what's going on in there. And not only get your own ticket, but invite those that you love who are faithpreneurs or aspiring faithpreneurs to come to the weekend, whether it be virtually or in person, in order to get, you know, some tooling up of what it is they need in order to navigate this thing called business with God principles. All right. So on that note, we will catch you all next week. Love you. The room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.